The Todd Alba Show.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York, where the smoke is still very thick in the air today from wildfires burning in Canada. Mayor Eric Adams says it's bad.
As I was out walking the streets, clearly you knew something was happening that was beyond normal.
The smoke's now affecting air quality in more than a dozen states, creating potential health hazards for millions. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports.
It smells like a campfire. That is what you sense in the air. It also looks gloomy. It looks like those dystopian films in the future. If you spent time in places like Shanghai, when you look up at the sky and you just see a dot of orange sun and that hazy orange sky.
And it's only expected to get worse as smoke spreads into the Midwest and South. Former Vice President Mike Pence is officially running for president in 2024. He made the big announcement on social media this morning.
I believe in the American people, and I have faith. God is not done with America yet. And together, we can bring this country back.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns tells us Pence plans to rally voters tonight in Iowa.
He's very much going to focus his campaign on Iowa, evangelical voters in particular. He talks about a much more conservative Republican Party, hearkening back to kind of the era before Donald Trump.
His former boss is considered the Republican frontrunner right now. A woman in Florida has been arrested for allegedly shooting and killing her neighbor in Ocala, but it took investigators 5 days to make that arrest. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods explains why.
Rushing in to make an arrest is not the right thing to do sometimes, because we want to ensure that what we present, that justice is served all the way through the courts. And that the individual gets what they deserve.
Pope Francis will be in the hospital for the next few days, recovering from intestinal surgery. The procedure comes 2 years after the 86-year-old pontiff had part of his colon removed. Prince Harry had a second and final day on the witness stand today at his phone hacking trial in London. CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
In 2 days of testimony, Prince Harry described a series of stories revealing such intimate details about his private life they could only, he said, have been obtained through phone hacking or some other illegal method. But the lawyer for the Mirror repeatedly asked him for proof, something Harry couldn't deliver.
Martha Stewart's on a rampage to get people back to work. In a recent interview, she said America will go down the drain if people don't get back to offices full time. Millions of people have been working from home since the pandemic started. Many are on more hybrid schedules. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Game presents. Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tourism dollars are booming in Western Wisconsin as the state reported a 13% increase in economic impact due to tourism, $23.7 billion in 2022. Eau Claire County posted a record $433 million of economic impact, while La Crosse County came in just under a half billion dollars at $489 million. In fact, all 72 counties in Wisconsin saw more tourism dollars in 2022. A Sparta man was hurt in a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning. That's just north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital for his injuries. And congrats to Altoona, St. Croix Falls, Aquinas, Ithaca, and McDonald for advancing to next week's state high school baseball championships. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No? Welcome to Radio or No. Well, what do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Is all fair in love and milk? 844-967-2789. There's a serious milk war going on, and we've talked about this some with legislation that Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Baldwin, has co-sponsored. And on the, actually, I think Ron Johnson, so on the Dairy Pride Act, which, Greg, do you know what the Dairy Pride Act stands for?
Protects all gay cows.
Yes, exactly. The defending against imitations and replacements of yogurt, milk, and cheese to promote regular intake of dairy every day act.
I hate those things.
So that's
much.
The Dairy Pride Act. And then there's also the Curd Act, which Johnson has also, he's signed on to that one. But both are about, both legislations are about mislabeling non-dairy products, even though the FDA has already come out saying that almond milk, soy milk, all of the other plant juice, as Jane likes to call them, can call themselves milk as long as they're honest about what goes, like what their ingredients are. Well, now Big Milk has got involved.
Go get him, Big Milk.
And not only has Big Milk got involved, but Aubrey Plaza, of all of the celebrity spokespeople you could get, is at the forefront of this. And this has been an ongoing saga. This is not, so this commercial that she was in, I've had this bookmarked for a while, but as of this week, there is now a legal battle over it. So let's start at the beginning. So why is Aubrey Plaza getting involved in the milk wars?
Yeah, the thing is, when I watched the commercial, like, I think Aubrey Plaza is not only very talented, but I think she strikes me as someone who's incredibly smart.
Mm-hmm. So for people who do not know who Aubrey, if you watch Parks and Rec,
yeah,
she played April in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I'm
she,
sorry, April Ludgate Dwyer.
And then she was also most recently in the most recent season of White Lotus. Mm-hmm. Dark black hair. She's like famous for deadpanning, ridiculous things, and she just has a very
sardonic.
Yes, and so she is in this new satire commercial that is paid for by Milk Processor Education Program, or Milk PEP, which has been described as the quasi governmental dairy industry organization behind all of the Got Milk ads that I'm sure Greg and I grew up with. Jane, yep. You remember.
Oh, yes.
And so let's play the commercial.
Hi, I'm Aubrey Plaza. You know me as an actress, but I'm also the co-founder of Wood Milk, the world's first and only milk made from wood. Wood Milk started with a simple idea. I saw a tree and I asked myself, can I drink this? As it turns out, the answer is yes, if you make it into milk. Here at Wood Milk Orchards, we grow our trees the old-fashioned way, right out of the ground. And we're certain our eco-friendly, artisanal, free-range wood milk will be the only milk you'll want to drink for the rest of your life. Why? Because you're thirsty. And because you want it. Because you want that wood as your milk. Our wood milk is bottled right here in the forest, which locks in the flavors like oak, cherry, maple, and of course mahogany. And if you can't pick your favorite, that's okay, because they all taste like wood. Now let's take a look at how wood milk is born. Not born, exactly. More like squished into a slime that's legal to sell. If a tree falls in the forest, can you make milk out of it? Now it's time to enjoy the fruits of our efforts. Not fruits, wood. Got wood? Is wood milk real? Absolutely not. Only real milk is real. Then what did I invest in?
So first, it's funny.
It's hilarious.
It's really funny.
As an SNL sketch would be hilarious.
But that's the thing. It is not an SNL sketch.
Yeah.
It is a actual commercial of a milk organization, lobbyist firm, attacking plant-based
juice.
Milk products and
milk.
Juice.
It's milk.
And so like this goes beyond the legislation. They've obviously also behind the lobbying efforts behind the legislation of the Dairy Pride Act and the Curd Act. But it's so funny to me because on the one hand, like there's so many different ways to go with this. First of all, it's ridiculous. And also, happy Dairy Month to everyone in Wisconsin. But it's like, first question. Because there's so many different ways that I want to go with this. Because there's on the one hand, there is Aubrey Plaza. It seems like a weird choice for her to step into like the culture wars that milk plays, which there is. There is a culture
yes.
war thing.
No,
here.
No, I know.
So like bookmark that for a second. Then there is also the fact that like, is non-dairy milk really cutting into milk's like profits so much that this is it's worth this? Because now they're like they're breaking a federal law with this ad.
Yeah.
So now they're in trouble for even running this ad.
How are they in trouble?
So basically, a public health nonprofit, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, filed a complaint last week asking the USDA to stop the wood mill campaign for violating two rules meant to prevent agriculture advertising from playing hardball. One, the ad breaks a federal statute prohibiting statements that, quote, may be false or misleading or disparaging to another agricultural commodity. And two, Milk Pep's CEO said the campaign was created in response to a current FDA proposal to allow plant-based beverages to label themselves as milk, but the trouble is it uses USDA funding, which is illegal when the goal is to influence legislation.
Wow.
So, like, nice. There's the legal aspect of this.
So,
and there's also, like, is this a big deal?
So, I feel like there's a sub-question under your second question, which is how much are the, you know, oat milk... all those cutting into their market share. Well, the question is, if it is, does making those companies not call themselves milk gonna do anything about it?
Yeah.
Like making, like to me, saying you can't call yourself milk does nothing for anybody. Because I don't know about you, but when I go, I mean, I don't buy milk. I don't drink milk anymore. But
do you drink any of the other?
I do drink. Yeah, I do because better for myself. I just can't do milk anymore. I think from when I just was a vegan and came back.
A lot of people can't do milk or dairy products.
The thing is, if I want to buy milk that comes from a cow, I'm going to go to the supermarket. I know exactly where that milk is. If I want to buy almond milk, I know exactly where to go to. I'm not looking for the word milk. I'm just looking for the item that matches what goes into my brain.
But do you think subliminally? Thank you.
You're welcome.
When the product was first entered into the market, having it be milk adjacent was part of the adoption of it. Like, had we called it plant juice, as Jane likes to call it, it is basically that, because it comes... I do like the fact that she said...
Well, then why don't we call it cow juice?
I looked at this tree. I looked at this tree, and I looked at this wood and thought, I could drink that.
I mean, then why don't we call it cow juice, or almond juice, or oat juice, juice of magnesium, milk of magnesia, juice of magnesia. That was an old reference.
No, I know, but I'm saying what came first was milk.
Yeah.
And so in the entry into the marketplace...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what came first. Soy milk? Sure.
Probably.
Yes.
And they called it that, I would assume, off of all their testing and their focus groups and everything, because they thought that would lead to the most adoption for this new product. And what is it most similar to?
Yeah.
Had they called it, who knows, maybe they tested different names or different what else they could call it. And so, like, is there something that, like, subconsciously – people see it as a substitute for milk in their cereal, in their milk, in baking products.
Yeah.
But, like, is that happening enough to, like, really disrupt the dairy industry?
I mean, I don't think so, because anybody I know who drinks milk drinks milk.
Anyone yeah.
Who drinks, I drink soy milk when I drink, or almost like a substitute. So I think it's just these dairy farmers, yeah, I said it, you dairy farmers, they're hypersensitive and they don't like change and they're all gruff in their boots and they're making a bigger deal of it. And now they got themselves in trouble. And the thing was, I was going to say with Aubrey Plaza, she seems very smart, but like the thing, like there's two things about it. She seems very smart and I think she is. So why would she do this commercial? Like, to me, it has to be the paycheck. There had to have been a good paycheck then where she just said, I don't care. I'm trying. She's been trying to broaden her horizons anyway. She's been in more movies and like blah, blah, blah. But also, it's funny until the very end when she's just like, real milk only comes from cows. Or like, you know, like it just mm-hmm. is like, it's like real, like, ooh, okay, all right. And before you were just drinking some wood. This was funny. Now it just seems like you're preaching. And it doesn't seem right coming from her. Like, she's the type of person who would tell a dairy farmer, I'll call it, like, you know, almond blood if I want. I'll call it whatever I want. You can't tell me what to call it, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, I'm sure to a certain extent her, you know, association and desire to do ridiculous projects and say, like, nonsensical things and, like, what the script was
yeah.
fit into it of, like, oh, yeah, this is funny. But and maybe didn't think of, like, the bigger terms. But it's like, she's kind of stepped into... And, like, I didn't really know this exists, and you know more about it, and we can talk a little bit more after the break. But, like, there is, like, alpha male, like, right-wing Twitter people
yep.
who are, like, adamant haters of almond milk. And there is, like, this derogatory term of, like, soy boy. And, like, there's all this stuff as far as, like, using non-dairy milk as, like, a substitute to make yeah. fun of libtards and the like goopy East Coast elites and all of that as yeah. far as they can't have real milk because yeah. they're not real men and real women and all of that. So it feels like, did she know what she was stepping into? Uh-huh. All right, we got to go to a break. What do you think? Is all fair in love and milk? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we'll be right back.
You're in Texas, but look, you can't catch a perch on a 5-inch hook. And I'm no stranger to Tennessee whiskey. My old fashioned's got a Wisconsin branded. Pacific Coast got sun for days. The California's dreaming of Sheboygan's waves.
Okay, so yeah, it's more of a drunken venison meat sweat side dreaming, but you know, you forgot to snort the tums.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifan.com/disclosure.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 79. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 52. Mostly sunny with a high near 78 on your Thursday. For Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low around 53. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise mostly sunny and 82.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Mama, you're a cow eating good chow, playing in the barn, gonna go be milked twice Tuesday to put dairy in our cup. That's what's up, nutrients, protein, strong bones, yup. Singing, we will milk cows.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking about the latest controversy of big milk coming from Milk Pep, which is a quasi-governmental group that gave us all the Got Milk ads that us millennials definitely remember, grew up with. Maybe had a couple of the hotties that you pulled out from the magazine, put them on your wall.
With the milk mustache.
With the milk mustache.
Milk Pep just sounds like a fictional drug that kids take on some TV show. You know what I mean? Like, they're drinking the Milk Pep. And they're cutting class, you know.
So this in the last month or so, they bought an ad. They created an ad, and it's been airing with celebrity actor, known deadpan, satirical, sardonic Aubrey Plaza. And it's funny. Like, it is a funny ad.
Yes. It's hilarious.
Poking fun at non-dairy milk, so almond milk, oat milk, soy milk. I don't know what else. What is there other types that I'm for? Cashew milk, like anything. Basically, like, I feel like you can get a product out of nuts.
Yeah,
you can get it out of oats. But the joke is, because it's called wood milk, that she looked at some wood and she's like, I want to drink that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make it into milk. And talking about the fact, like, it's now because of that ad. That group is in trouble. There's been complaints, like federal complaints filed against them because you can't go after other agriculture groups. And so I also just love the kumbaya-ness of different agricultural groups having to like play nice together.
Especially when you're taking the USDA's money.
But it's also the fact that there is this, like, even the cultural war around milk in general, instead of just understanding that, like, people have different tastes.
Yep.
And also, some people just can't do dairy.
It goes back to the whole PETA thing.
Their tummy just can't help.
It goes back to the whole PETA thing. Mind your business.
I know.
It doesn't matter. We have a caller, Jane?
We do. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Milk Ron from Milwaukee is on the phone. Hey, Ron, what do you think?
My grandpa had a dairy farm, so I'm predisposed to like milk, and I do like milk, but you know what? I drink almond milk. I drink rice milk, all that other stuff. I do think there's a place for all of it. But I love the friggin' commercial.
I know.
I just love wood milk. You can't get past that. And it kind of, you know, the whole dairy subsidy business is heavily, heavily tilted towards big big manufacturers, like giant industrial dairies and factories that mm-hmm. make soy milk rather than little guys that make soy milk. So yeah. This is a bit of a comeuppance.
I love that word.
Come up with it. Well, and it's also because I think there were some of the arguments is like, oh, the different kinds of non-dairy milk is super processed. It's like milk from big manufacturing, like massive farms, is really processed now too.
I mean, that's, and you know, Milk Run, you bring up a good point. That's like another, there's another avenue in the discussion. You've got like just the basic idea. You've got what we were talking about before, where there are racial overtones to milk. And just the idea that, like, oh, but the dairy farmers, the government hasn't cared about the farmers in a lot. They care about the farmers who work for big companies. I mean, that's,
it just blows my mind, though, that now there is a racial element to milk. I can't even grasp that.
Explain the racial element a little more.
So the alt-right back, like, around the, like, 15-16 era, 2015, so you remember that time. That was a good time. They were running around. I'm not lying. You can find footage of this. They were running around talking about the supremacy of white people as Europeans because we can process dairy better for some reason, which isn't entirely true. Everyone knows someone who is lactose intolerant who is white.
Oh, that's absurd.
And but
I am married to someone who doesn't want to admit it. But
well, that's your stinky house. But here's the best part. Is they claimed milk as our people's drink. Like, we could have that. No one else, because it's ours, because we can process. Therefore, we are superior. And they would run around filming themselves, pouring milk all over their stupid bodies. And that's the superior race, folks. That's
this proved it.
Yep, you got it. You nailed it.
Just but, chugging like, milk makes you...
manly man.
But yeah. You know... After seeing that commercial, someone in Portland or Williamsburg, Brooklyn, was watching going, I could do that.
They Googled it. Like, yeah. they didn't watch the whole ad. They Googled it to see if they could order it.
That or they're thinking to themselves, I can do it.
Exactly. I'm going to be a wheat milk producer.
I'm trying to think of how it would taste.
It would taste terrible. It looked like
what do you go for? What is your go-to non-dairy milk product?
I usually go for almond milk or soy.
And fun fact about soy, the first documentation of plant milk dates back to the 14th century China.
Wow.
When soy milk was written about for the first time by the 17th century, milk made from soybeans was a staple in traditional Chinese cooking, and many drank it hot for breakfast.
Wow. You know, It's the lack of America on this. It's just so...
Where's Matt Flynn to drop in? You're not woke if you don't know history.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, we could keep this rolling.
Yeah.
Do you have anything more to say about this?
I mean, honestly, I could talk about that this is nothing new for the milk industry and how things like Got Milk and the milk mustache were nothing more than propaganda to get us to drink a liquid that we don't need to take in.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're passionate about that. So we're going to talk about that. But then also, think about this. If you are listening right now and you don't live in Southeast Milwaukee, do you know who David Gruber is?
Yes or no?
Southeast Wisconsin.
Southeast Wisconsin. What did I say?
Milwaukee.
Southeast Wisconsin. Do you know who David Gruber is? 844-967-2789. Shoot us a text. Give us a call. 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We will milk cows. Farmers love their cows, trust me now, go and visit a farm. They live there in peace each day, these myths that they face, utter disgrace. Somebody needs to know the true story today. We will milk cows. We will milk cows.
CBS News Brief. Wildfire smoke from fires in eastern Canada spreading down the northeastern U.S. and mid-Atlantic, and hazy conditions have a lot of people worried about the health effects. New York Mayor Eric Adams.
We recommend vulnerable New Yorkers stay inside. And all New Yorkers should limit outdoor activity to the greatest extent possible.
The smoky conditions stretch down to the nation's capital and beyond and could last for a couple of days. Former Vice President Mike Pence has entered the race to be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. He released a video this morning.
He called on Americans to renew optimism and believe in themselves again, to believe in each other.
He'll make a formal campaign appearance later today in Iowa. Prince Harry has wrapped up his testimony in London against a British tabloid group he claimed intercepted his phone voicemails. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. A Sparta man was hurt after a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning. That's just north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital with his injuries. Tourism in Wisconsin was booming. A 13% increase statewide, rising to $23.7 billion in 2022. And the story is the same here in western Wisconsin, where Eau Claire County increased 13.9% to a record $433 million of economic impact from tourism. La Crosse County came in just under a half billion dollars at $489 million and was slightly above the state's average increase at 13.1%. In fact, all 72 counties in the state saw an increase. And congrats to Altoona, St. Croix Falls, Aquinas, Ithaca, and McDonald. They're all advancing to next week's state high school baseball championships. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And we're going to finish up our conversation around Big Milk.
Big Milk.
But also, in the meantime, if you don't live in Southeast Wisconsin, do you know who David Gruber is? And I'm asking because I, in the last week, read the greatest Reddit post I think I've ever read, because it's so genuine and it's so confused over who David Gruber is. And I want to know if other people across the state, when they watch Bucks games, are like, who is this David Gruber guy?
Is he like the president of the team or something?
844-967-2789. If you don't live in Southeast Wisconsin, because I think he's pretty much, we all know him here.
Yeah.
But if you live somewhere else in the state, do you have any idea who David Gruber is?
I think he owns the Bucks and the Brewers.
Exactly. All right, Greg, go for it. What should we know about Big Milk?
Big Milk. here's the thing. This is like one of the things that before I became a vegan, and I'm not saying that to be better than anyone, but I'm better than all of you.
Smug.
I learned some stuff about the industries in this country and things like the meat industry, chicken, steak. They all, I mean, here's the thing is, those companies, pork, chicken, steak, milk, they all have lobbying arms. They all have PR firms working for them. They need to get that stuff out to the world. If you want to see something crazy, and we won't get into today, look at the history of bacon in this country. And
give
how
us the, it, give us the spark notes.
It went from a very, very unliked cut of the pig and not very healthy part of the pig to getting a PR firm to make it look like it is the most American thing ever. And now, I mean, it's everything's bacon, whether it's food, clothing. That's fine. But, you know, my point is all these companies, just like golf or whatever else we talk about, they all have PR firms, they all have lobbying firms. And the Got Milk campaign, the Milk Mustache campaign, Milk Does a Body Good campaign, those are all campaigns to get you to drink more milk because we have cows and dairy farmers and they have powerful friends. Milk serves basically no health purposes for your body. You don't need to take in milk to get more calcium or for better bones. There's no scientific evidence.
But it is a option, right? Like, it's like you need vitamin D, you need calcium, but you can get those from other things besides milk.
Milk does not provide the necessary way of getting those. Like, if you want those, take a vitamin.
That's what I'm saying. So there's other foods you could eat to get those things. It's not the only way. But if you drink that, it's not that there's no nutrition. It's not like me when I eat Skittles.
Well, no, I'm not. But what I'm saying is that it doesn't have the nutritional value that they boast about. It's not going to make your bones stronger. There's no medical evidence saying this is the body of someone who drank milk versus this is the body of someone who... No. All those things were pumped up to make you feel like you need to drink milk to be healthier, to be better, to be... probably more American. I'm sure there's an American component to it as well, but it's not true. We are the only species of animal that drinks milk after...
That drinks another species' milk.
Yes.
Except our own, yeah.
Yeah. After we're done.
National Institutes of Health, though, said in 2021, 60% of dietary calcium should come from dairy products.
I don't buy it. I'm sorry, that's where I get conspiracy theory on you.
Really? Is that your big bucket of conspiracy theory is like the lobbying big agriculture things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They have influence.
But what would a life be without cheese?
That's not what we're talking about here.
But milk is in cheese.
I understand that, but milk is also in cereal.
I think he's talking about you drink it because you enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm talking.
The push that there was to
make it healthy.
Exactly. Yeah. It was trying to push it as the healthiest option. And of course, who's going to say no to it? Because you got Michael Jordan with the milk mustache. You've got Spice Girls saying got milk with girl power and things like that. My point is that things like that, things like steak, things like meat, are pushed on us to make us feel like, oh, we need to do this to feel...
Pork, the other white meat?
Exactly. Was it pork or chicken? It was pork. Like, to make us feel more masculine, to make us feel more American, to make us feel healthier. I don't believe that any of those things are true. Because, for one thing, we're not supposed to be eating as much meat as we do. In fact, we eat less meat than we ever did because people are understanding the fact that... I didn't say. For me, like, it just, I don't believe any of that stuff because there's research that shows that it's the PR firms and whatnot, PR firms and lobbying firms that help push their agenda. Yeah. So that's as conspiracy theory as I'm going to go. So.
All right. Well, I want to talk about this because I think this is one of the funniest things I have seen in a while. So this started to make the rounds on it was posted to Reddit. It was posted to Milwaukee Bucks Reddit. And then someone posted it on Twitter and I saw it. So I'm just going to read it and then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Who is David Gruber and why is he the best sponsor the Bucks can attract? I am a Greek Bucks fan. So this is someone who is from Greece.
Cool.
and I have been following the Bucks ever since Giannis was drafted. I could never understand why David Gruber gets so much airtime. Ads, even the cameras show his face occasionally. At first, I thought, it's a small team. Maybe they can't attract a bigger company or something. But still, in 2023, I heard the same, one call, that's all, slogan as I did in 2015. Is this man the patron saint of Milwaukee? Is he the richest man in the state? Why does he get so much airtime? Other teams have massive multinational corporations in those ad slots. Why is David Gruber the best the Bucks can do, despite the fact that they have had the best player in the NBA on their roster for years, won a championship, and have been contending for a championship for the past 3 years? The idea of David Gruber as Milwaukee's patron saint, I think, needs to be on merch.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, like, how confused are so many people over this person who is so locally famous, but outside of the Milwaukee area, like, does anyone really know him?
That's a great question, because I thought he was statewide.
Is he statewide? I mean, if you're licensed to practice in Wisconsin, like obviously you can, but like I don't know. This is my question: is if you don't live in Southeast Wisconsin, but a different part of Wisconsin, do you know who David Gruber is? Like, when you, if you watch the Bucks and you see him, are you constantly like, who is this person, and why does he get so much attention in Milwaukee sports? Because it's also for the Brewers.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of attention in the Brewers games as well.
I never, ever thought about it, ever, because I just figured he was ubiquitous in Wisconsin. And so, I mean, outside someone watching in Greece, yeah, totally, I understand that. But, like, I also just figured, yeah, he's, people up north, everywhere knows him, because he's David Gruber.
He's David Gruber.
One call, that's all.
But weren't you saying that tagline is licensed in each state?
Yeah, because I went to Indiana and there was a lawyer using the same tagline, and I realized, I was like, oh, I guess, yeah, maybe it's just state by state, because Gruber isn't in Illinois or Indiana, or he's licensed to practice.
I mean, that's the thing, it's like
he's licensed
unless
to
you're
law
a firm. National law firm,
yeah,
like you're all licensed in here, and then you have to have like people who've passed the bar in each state to be practicing in different states.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that it would just be like personal injury lawyers.
Yeah.
I just love that idea of like the swapping out of like David Gruber's face depending on what state you're in. That's a funny sketch. As far as like, and having like different regional accents on the different personal injury lawyers saying, one call, that's all. And like how it slightly changes depending on what part of the country you're in.
I was saying to you before, to both you and Jane, Indiana has the most personal injury attorney billboards I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And it's like, it's a father and son firm and a guy called The Hammer. And literally, you will see probably 100 billboards from when you get in Indiana to where I go in Indiana. Like, probably more, honestly. There are so many of them. And they're one right. Like, The Hammer has 5 in a row. He's got that kind of money. I don't understand it.
Well, that's just indicative of how many people are suing other people for getting in accidents.
Welcome to Indiana. You're going to get injured.
Well, it sure sounds that way.
Yeah. I do agree, Kristen. This needs to become some merch. We need to start a merch store. We got ideas.
We do need, what other merch things could we
still need to do? Oplander. My buddy failed.
Oplander.
My buddy failed me. He put together something, but he didn't give me like the finished product. And you sent me something with a picture of him. Someone already mocked
someone
it
else,
up.
Yeah, someone else had mocked
so
it
I feel
up.
Like it's out there in the world and it's done. Plus, if Tony Evers is ever is not governor, it's.
But that would make it a collector's item.
Fair. You know what? I love the way
probably
you think,
would
Jane.
Increase in value.
Jane, you think big picture, big money.
Long term.
Big milk.
I think long term, big milk, exactly.
All right. Anything else here? This has been a weird day.
Yeah, it's been
had some technical issues
behind the
scenes stuff. There's been a lot of distracting things trying to get accustomed to all of the changes that have been happening at Civic Media. And so we're trying to just keep live radio, baby.
Rolling with the punches.
Keep rolling with the punches.
While I'm rolling with my homies.
Exactly. In other Wisconsin in the Wild news, did you guys hear about the Glendale woman and her grandson who won more than $20,000 on Wheel of Fortune?
No.
I heard about that, and the story is so sweet.
So it was a dream come true for Glendale resident Gloria Harmon when she got the call to be a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. To her surprise, though, she wasn't invited alone. She was picked for the grandparents' edition.
Oh, how sweet.
Harmon picked her 17-year-old grandson, Isaiah Richards, from Las Vegas to join her in the experience. The pair took home more than $20,000. On May 26th, the episode aired, and Harmon's family watched with anticipation. And so they won $16,000 cash and a trip to Alaska for a total prize coming out to about $26,000. Harmon said that she'd been a diehard fan of Wheel of Fortune for decades. A way she prepared for her time on screen was playing Wheel of Fortune on the app, but it didn't hurt that she also knew the game inside out.
Oh, that's smart.
And so this is...
That's like counting cards. Like rounders, but Wheel of Fortune.
Are you a Wheel of Fortune fan?
Okay, so I want to say this real quick. I grew up watching Wheel of Fortune, and I felt like I was very good at it. I felt like Wheel of Fortune was my game. Jeopardy was the one that made me feel dumb.
Oh, yeah. Jeopardy makes me feel so dumb.
As I've gotten older, it's switched. Now, but I think the questions on Jeopardy are a lot easier than they used to be. When I watch Jeopardy...
You don't think you just have gotten smarter?
Nah. When I watch Jeopardy now, I'm like, I get way more questions, and I watch Wheel of Fortune, and I have a constant anxiety of not being able to solve the puzzle. It's real weird, but yeah.
Because you think that you should be able to, so that yes. When you don't, so you're like, have the what's wrong with me?
I want to have the power of deductive reason to like look at a puzzle with one letter, like, oh, the letter I, and get it. But I don't.
I don't until either. There's like, do you do Wordle?
No.
Jane, do you do Wordle?
I don't.
That I've watched people get real upset about that game, and I don't want to. I don't want to participate. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I do not want to Wordle.
I miss some of the old game shows that I and my generation grew
like
up
what
with. Like Hollywood Squares.
Oh my God, I would pay anything to be the center square.
It was just so entertaining because of the people that were in the squares. That was why you watched it. It was much less about the game.
Do they not have some version of it on the Game Show Network anymore?
They did. Whoopi Goldberg executive produced a reboot of it years ago, but I don't think it's on anymore. If you watched Hollywood Squares, the moment you saw either Charles Nelson yes. Reilly or Paul Lynde,
yes.
you knew it was going to be wildly inappropriate, but no one would ever get like it's PG inappropriate, where it's all innuendo. And it was beautiful.
It was there were just so many classic moments.
I love that.
And so
I love
many
that
classic
show.
Actors. Yeah,
I love that show. I loved Push Your Luck, Press Your Luck, Press Your Luck with the whammies. No whammies, no whammies. Stop. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh, Kristen. And I loved Tic Tac.
Let's come up with some more games for this show.
Tic Tac Dough. That was a game show too.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Well, if you have game ideas for this show, we would love to hear them because we would love to play some more games on this show. As always, you can call, you can text 844-967-2789. When we come back, what's coming up at the Laughing Tap this weekend? Stick oh, wow. around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Santa lawyers, guns, and money.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 79. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 52. Mostly sunny with a high near 78 on your Thursday. For Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low around 53. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise mostly sunny and 82.
It's 73 at our studios.
Be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in line.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. He is Greg Bach. And we have made it to the end of our third show in this time slot, 10 to 12.
We did it.
We did it. So it is a week of a lot of changes for Civic Media. We are on new stations. We are in new time slots. And we also have new technology going on in the background. So we appreciate you hanging in there with us as we manage all of these shifts and changes. And a year from now, we're going to laugh about all of this. And all of you, we're going to win all you Tom Hartman fans over who are so upset that you can't listen to him on WMDX anymore. And you're going to love our games and our humor, or you'll just find him on the stream.
Because he is on the stream.
He is on the stream. He also is a nationally syndicated show, so you can watch him and listen to him in a lot of different streams. But Civic Media is all about local radio. Yeah. And so the point is to have local shows. And we are a statewide show based out of Waukesha. And so we'll win you over though. I think so.
We're charming.
We're charming. We try to be.
We're a charming bunch.
All right. Greg Bach. What's going on at the Laughing Tap?
I can't believe we're already here. It's 2 hours.
It goes way faster than 3 hours.
It flies.
It goes real fast. So this weekend, three shows, one Friday, two Saturday, the legendary Bobcat Goldthwait returns to the Laughing Tap. You hear that name, you might think to yourself, isn't that guy from Police Academy? It is the guy from Police Academy. He played Zed.
And Scrooge.
Scrooge. One of the Elliot Loudermilk.
Oh.
Is he milk? Who knows?
There you go.
He has also directed a ton of films, TV, stand-up comedian, just a good person. He directed my friend Harry Kundabolu's Netflix special.
One Year Old.
Yep. He'll be in town. Three shows, one Friday, two Saturday. Tickets are available right now at laughingtap.com. No drink minimum. Remember, folks, no drink minimum here at the Laughing Tap because we don't care about that. Well, we do care about money. We want to stay in business.
Yes.
But it's not the reason why you're there. You're there to laugh. And Jane, I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do. Take a listen to Bobcat Goldthwait.
I haven't done stand-up in a long time, and I have other things that I do for a living. I direct and I do other stuff, but here's a note. Well, thanks, but there's a connection that I make with a live audience that I just don't get when I'm, I ran out of money, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not gonna lie. This taping is part of the alimony tour. We are all paying for a pool that none of us swim in. That sounded dirtier than I wanted to sound. I'm not implying my ex-wife's vagina is the size of a swimming pool.
Affleck sucks!
Affleck sucks? Do you really think I'm Gilbert Gottfried? I'm not Gilbert Gottfried. I can truly, when he got fired, this happened today. When he got fired, I gotta tell you, I go, maybe they'll call. I spent the afternoon walking around the house quacking. Affleck, Affleck. Affleck. No, I gotta make it my own. Affleck. There you go. Yeah, I'll put a spin on it. Snappity doo.
Snappity doo.
I love that snappity doo.
I love that clip for a couple of reasons. One, Bobcat's just really funny. And two, folks, when you go to a comedy show, don't yell out things.
Yes.
Because that person yelled out Affleck, mistaking him for Gilbert Gottfried, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
And when you do things like that, you just make yourself look like a dunce. Just go to the show. Unless you're spoken to, all we want you to do is laugh, clap, enjoy, have a drink, have some food, whatever. But we don't need you yelling things out because that doesn't help us at all. Unless you're asked to yell things out.
Well, that's like being at a play. You're at a Shakespeare play and somebody yells out, Marlowe was better.
Or not to be. Yeah. I mean, not to be super serious here, but like, I do believe that stand-up comedy is the least respected art form, live art form. Because you go to a play, you go to even sketch or improv, unless you're being asked for your opinion, people just watch the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a fourth wall in everything else.
Yeah.
For the most part. And even like one man or one woman shows, because often there's like act outs in that.
Yeah.
Versus with stand up, and I'm not defending people who are hecklers or anything like that. I'm just saying it's the one of the only art forms of the ones you just listed where there isn't a fourth wall, that you're actively talking to the audience and sometimes asking for their thoughts, mm-hmm. and people get confused.
Yep.
But it's also interesting because in the world now of comedians needing to create so much content, yeah. and trying to build an audience, but not wanting to post all their jokes,
yeah.
because they have their set. So what they post is their crowd work that changes with each show. And sometimes that crowd work is how they handle the heckler.
Yeah.
And so it's also training a bunch of people who may have never been to a comedy show that like heckling and talking to the comedian is part of the show.
And when people come to the Laughing Tap, we give them a rundown of the room. One of the things we say is no talking during the show. Keep your table talk to a minimum. Please do not speak to the comic unless they talk to you first. And sometimes people's faces will go like, I can't talk. No, you can't. It's not the same as what you saw on your phone. It's different.
Well, and if you think you're that hilarious, then go to an open mic night.
Well, I mean, that's the thing too, is I've had people who say things like, well, when I talk, I help it make better. I'm helping out. Like, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Objectively, no, you're not.
No.
If we took a poll of this room right now, no one thinks that you're helping.
You are making things entirely worse. So. But yes, Bobcat Goldthwait, Laughing Tap, Friday and Saturday, 3 shows, laughingtap.com for more information and tickets. Tell your friends, come and see a legend. And it's just a genuinely nice guy.
Absolutely. All right. Well, made it to the end of the Wednesday show.
We did it.
And thank you for those who texted and called. Anyone who was trying to watch the live stream, I'm sorry that it didn't work today. Hopefully we will be back on the live stream tomorrow. But thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. The Todd Alba Show.